Welcome to Vibrant Living, your journey to a healthier you. The podcast where wellness meets inspiration. I'm your host, Olivia, alongside the brilliant Dr. Emmy, your guide to unlocking a vibrant, healthier life. Each episode, we dive into the world of hormones, weight loss, and wellness secrets, bringing you expert insights and transformative tips. So grab your smoothie, lace up those walking shoes, and let's embark on this journey together. Get ready to be informed, inspired, and invigorated.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to explore the often overlooked but vital role of hydration and its role in managing body weight. Hydration is more than just quenching thirst. It's a key player in our body's overall health, particularly in weight control. Our body is about 60% water. That seems like a lot, right? Water plays a pivotal role in various body functions that is essential for life. The body's water is divided into intracellular and extracellular fluids, and keeping these compartments balanced aids in effective weight management.
How does hydration influence our metabolism?
Good question. Olivia, staying hydrated boosts metabolic processes. In a simple explanation, when our body is well hydrated, it can efficiently process nutrients and engage in thermogenesis, the production of heat, which burns calories. Adequate water intake also contributes to feeling fuller, reducing the likelihood of overeating.
This is so fascinating. Could we talk a little deeper about this?
Of course, Olivia. I enjoy sharing my knowledge. Thermogenesis is a term that refers to any process that generates heat. Diet-induced thermogenesis looks at the potential impact of our choices, the body's regular digestive processes, and the energy required to break down that food on the body's heat production. Thermogenesis should be considered part of any plan to change body composition or lose body fat. Therefore, maintaining optimal hydration can support metabolic function and energy expenditure. Let's also talk about the link between hydration or water and the appetite. Drinking water before meals can lead to consuming fewer calories during the meal. Water provides a sense of fullness without adding calories, helping to control appetite. Sometimes we may mistake thirst for hunger. Staying hydrated helps avoid this confusion.
These are all great tips. Is there more we can do to live a more vibrant, healthier life?
Drinking water before meals can lead to a reduction in intake of calories during the meal. This is how hydration influences the appetite. Water provides volume without calories, promoting a sense of satiety, therefore making you feel fuller. I mentioned this before, but it is important to repeat that sometimes confusing thirst for hunger leads to eating more, and drinking water can prevent this misinterpretation. We can use some hydration strategies for weight loss. When focusing on weight loss, water can be a valuable tool. I've suggested that drinking a glass of water before meals to potentially reduce caloric intake. Additionally, replacing calorie-laden beverages with water can significantly cut down daily calorie consumption. Here's a quick guide to remember when you sit down for a meal. Pre-meal water, drink a cup of water at least 30 minutes before eating. Don't go for those very enticing sugary sodas or drinks that have a high sugar count, even that flavored coffee that has cream in it. Don't be fooled if the flavoring states it is sugar-free. The body still breaks that down as it is sugary substance. Track your hydration intake. Use an app or journal to ensure you are getting adequate water intake through the day. It's important to tailor hydration to individual needs and consult healthcare providers when making changes to diet or hydration for weight loss. Let's go into the interrelationship between hydration and exercise. We have all heard it before that exercising is a large part to either losing weight or keeping weight off. But let's keep the focus that staying hydrated is crucial for maximizing physical performance and improving recovery after exercise, which can impact weight management efforts. Let us go a little in depth about that. Adequate hydration is essential for maintaining endurance and strength during exercise. Dehydration can lead to decreased performance, as even a small fluid loss of 2% of body weight can impair physical abilities. Electrolytes such as sodium and potassium play a key role in muscular function and fluid balance. Here are some tips for obtaining optimal hydration before, during, and post-exercising. Before exercise, aim to consume approximately 17 to 20 ounces of water 2-3 hours prior. During exercise, drink 7-10 ounces every 10-20 minutes to replenish fluids lost through sweat. Rehydrating after exercise is vital for weight management as it helps to restore fluid balance and assists in the recovery process. Immediately after exercise, drink 16 to 24 ounces of water for every pound of body weight lost. In addition to the water intake, incorporate water-rich foods like fruits and vegetables into meals to aid hydration and satiety. Proper hydration is essential in our journey towards weight loss and overall health. It supports metabolism, controls cravings, and helps us make better dietary choices. Remember, making hydration a key part of your weight management strategy can lead you to a healthier, more balanced lifestyle.
Dr. Emmy, I just want to say thank you for giving all of us this knowledge. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Vibrant Living, your journey to a healthier you. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey. Remember, every step you take is a step towards a more vibrant you. Don't forget to subscribe for more insightful conversations and breakthrough advice with me, Olivia, and the insightful Dr. Emmy. Stay vibrant, stay healthy, and we'll connect with you again in our next episode. Until then, keep shining.